I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. On this week's Snapshot, it's back to lovely Lake Wylie, South Carolina, with former Washington Post reporter Patrice Gaines. Like many of us, Patrice is getting ready to welcome in the fall season, but she's still not quite ready for that autumn chill. Here, Patrice shares one of the things she finds sweetest about the summertime.
I first went to the Peachtree Market shortly after moving to Lake Wylie. My next-door neighbors, Martha and George, had the place high on their must-see list. Martha mentioned it in the same breath that she told me about the trash dump in Sweet Repeat, a thrift store run by the Lioness Club. Now, 2 years later, visiting the market has become our regular ritual. We tell the seasons by when the Peachtree Market is open or when its ice cream parlor closes. We enjoy the 10-mile drive along the two-lane road to reach it. We pass fields with horses, cows, and goats. We ride under an archway made by bowing trees with branches that meet up over our heads. We cruise down Main Street and the small town of Clover. We drive by consignment shops, the Piggly Wiggly, and George's tax office. We pass through Filbert, South Carolina, which we wouldn't know existed if it weren't for the sign. And we arrive in York, where the Peachtree Market stands alone at a rural intersection. We find something new every time we go to the market. On a recent Saturday, George, Martha, my sister Carol, and I admired jars of peach syrup and green tomato pickles. Earlier in the summer, we had sampled Bounty and Monroe peaches and cut slivers of the watermelon left out for visitors to taste. On this day, I taste key lime jelly and pumpkin butter. I buy 3 packs of garlic cheese grits, one to send to my daughter in Atlanta, and my mouth waters as I think about the shrimp and grits I know I will cook for breakfast the next day. Eventually, we end up in the ice cream parlor, which is attached to the market. The ice cream is made nearby. The price is right, $1.70 for a scoop, $2.25 for a double. For the rest of October, we will visit the parlor as often as we can, and I will eat as much ice cream as my conscience will allow. George, Martha, and my sister will also indulge. We know the parlor closes at the end of October and won't open again until next summer. George is notorious in the ice cream parlor. "I've never seen anyone eat as much ice cream as he does," says Merwin Smith, who owns Peachtree Market along with her husband Ben. She calls George one of our favorite ice cream eaters. People gawk at George, who is 5'3 and 140 pounds. He eats a double cone with 3 scoops of ice cream, black cherry, chocolate, and butter pecan. Then he eats a double cone with a scoop of black cherry and a scoop of butter pecan. Martha says he loves ice cream, but loves the attention more. I must bore the crowd. I get a single waffle cone with a scoop of butter pecan and a scoop of sugar-free vanilla to lessen my guilt. What I always enjoy most about the ice cream parlor is watching the children step onto the low wooden bench that runs along the front of the freezer. Little children who otherwise would be too short to see the vats of ice cream stand on the low bench and peer at the bright green lime sherbet and blue and pink birthday cake flavored ice cream. I sit eating my cone, and I am mesmerized by the difference made by that simple length of wood. Ben Smith is a grandfather of 3 and father of 2. He told me he had the step put in after watching mamas lift their children and hold them so they could see the flavors of ice cream. I look at the wood, and I am reminded that every solution doesn't require a blue ribbon study or millions of dollars to implement. Here, a simple piece of wood raises children a foot higher and changes what they can see. I lick my ice cream and watch a boy peer into the freezer, then proudly point his finger to exactly what he wants, chocolate chip.
That was journalist and writing coach Patrice Gaines with this week's Snapshot. She told her story from member station WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina.